from HanselMinutes.com, it's Hansel Minutes, a weekly discussion with web developer and technologist Scott Hanselman, hosted by Carl Franklin. This is Lawrence Ryan announcing show number 15, recorded Tuesday, April 25th, 2006. Support for Hansel Minutes is provided by PeterBloom.com. Start with better controls, finish with better sites. Online at PeterBloom.com. Support is also provided by .NET Developers Journal, the world's leading .NET developer magazine. Online at www.sys-con.com. In this episode, Scott discusses alternative ways to open applications and increasing personal productivity.
Hi, this is Carl Franklin, and you're listening to Hansel Minutes. I'm here with Scott. It's going to be a quick show today. Scott, we're talking about start-run replacements. Start-run.
I'm not launching files fast enough. I'm not launching my programs fast enough. I go down to my all start menu, and I click all programs, and I'm sitting here waiting, and I'm waiting, and okay, yeah. Here my program files just popped up. I'm running at about 1400 or 1600 resolution, and my start menu fills my screen.
So short of the computer reading your mind, what can we do about this?
More and more people have been using the Windows shortcuts to try to make things a little easier. Of course, Jeff Atwood's got the kind of canonical blog post on using Windows keys. We've talked about this before on the show at shrinkster.com/EBM.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do things like Window R, and that'll pop up the run dialog box. So when you say start run, you can also type Window R and you'll pop that up. And then you can also remap your hotkeys if you're someone like me and you're using an IBM or a Lenovo ThinkPad that mm-hmm. doesn't have a window key. You can remap that. So I type right alt R, but it's the same thing. At this point, a lot of people would rather type out Notepad, like spell out the entire word or calc, than go hunting for it.
Right.
But, I really wish I could get a faster experience than that. So I've been kind of collecting applications that would help you do that faster. Jeff talks about a few of them in his blog post there. Here's what I've found so far. There's the original and still a pretty good one, Dave's Quick Search Taskbar.
Right. I remember you talked about this the very first time I interviewed you on .NET Rocks.
Yeah, it has been around for a very long time. This is an interesting one. You can see it at shrinkster.com/EBN, N as in Nancy. This is a text box that will sit down in your Windows taskbar, and you can type in web addresses directly. It supports a number of hotkeys for things like adding www. Or .com to the end of a string to automatically. You type in CNN, you hit Control Enter, and just like you're used to in the browser, it'll add the appropriate prefixes, supports a history. You can drag text to the search bar. You can bind different kind of magic words to a particular application. So you
nice.
Can say that, A for Amazon, G for Google. It's kind of up to you.
Yeah.
They've had a little trouble recently with Windows XP Service Pack 2 because Dave's search bar is largely implemented in JavaScript. So Service Pack
right.
2's local machine lockdown blocks Dave's search desk bar from running on reboots. Take a look at the FAQ on Dave's site. But they're working actively on a rewrite of Dave's search bar that will let you run under Service Pack 2, but they continue to have trouble. There's a current beta that's out right now. It's a pretty flexible thing. If you're a person who doesn't want an application to be right in your face, you'd like it to be available all the time, you're not too
right.
big into hotkeys,
yeah.
it's pretty powerful. You can add specific websites, and there's lots of information on the Dave's forums, a lot of enthusiasts around Dave's search bars that have mm-hmm. set up speed shortcuts. You can type in like YH and then a word and check Yahoo, or you can type in define and go straight to the dictionary.
It's kind of like Code Rush for your system, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of like Code Rush. It's really totally up to you. You can write these extensions in JavaScript. It can act as a calculator because it's using JavaScript for this kind of evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
It'll sit down there. It'll be a clock. It'll be a calculator. And it's always sitting there because it is a toolbar that sits in the Windows taskbar.
Hey, Scott, do you remember at the beginning of the show you said, you like to use the Windows shortcut keys, but the menus take so long to come up. Did you know that you can change the delay for the menus? And the default is like 400 milliseconds, I think. If you go into RegEdit, go to H key current user control panel desktop, scroll down the right panel and double click on the menu show delay in the value data box. Change the default value from 400 to like 1, and your menus will fly. And it takes some getting used to, because there's no delay when you hover over a menu. So you really have to be a little more careful with your mouse. But the cool part about that is mouse, keyboard, whatever, the menus just fly.
Totally. Yeah, that's something you can get to from the Tweak UI control panel as well if you don't want to dig around in the registry.
Right.
Little things like that can make a big difference in your general experience. You know, it seems silly to say a couple of milliseconds will add up.
Yeah, it
but
will.
They really do. They really do. So Dave's quick search sits down there in the taskbar, but the one that I use primarily, find myself keep going back to, is Baden Systems Slick Run. This is at shrinkster.com/EBO, and lots of people who read my blog are familiar with this tool because I've been pimping it furiously for a number of years. I like to run mine with a large font, and I do it with a black background and a Kermit green, so it kind of looks like a little floating terminal window. And I've bound it to the window R key. If you go into the slickrun.ini, there's a option that's buried deep in the documentation. It says grab winr equals 1, and you can bind it to window R. And this one is a similar kind of experience as the Dave's quick bar. You can add words. I have it set up for like word definitions. I can say define foo, and it'll run up to the dictionary and define foo. It'll do Google searches. But it also does auto completion of paths. So I can say C:\DOC and automatically go to documents and settings.
Excellent.
You can also create macros. So I have a macro called morning that will do all of the different things I want to do in the morning, like launch up these websites, bring up Outlook, run a backup program, run defrag, whatever I want to do. I've also put together a couple other ones like standby me that will turn my machine onto standby mode and things like that.
Yeah.
Those are all called magic words. And this application is really, really fast. That's the one thing I can say about Slick Run. Also the flexibility that you have. I run both Internet Explorer and Firefox, although Firefox is in my is my primary browser. You can define that some of the Slick Run words will use IE and some will use Firefox by calling iExplorer Firefox yourself manually. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that we use in our intranet, I prefer to have them launch iExplorer, some of my SharePoint sites. I want them to automatically launch IE.
Yeah.
I've also set up commands for loading Monad versus loading the DOS prompt. So I've got a magic word for MSH versus for CMD.
Right.
It's a pretty good. Do you use any of these, or are you just kind of a click kind of guy?
No, I haven't used Slick Run yet, but you know that's because I haven't had a need to. So.
Yeah, if you're doing stuff with dozens of windows open and lots of different programs that are little tiny programs that you run this and then jump back, you know, any kind of big time multitasking. If you spend most of your time in one application, whether it be a sound editing application or whether it be a coding application, you have less of a need for something like this.
Yeah, I do plan to check it out though, because I hear nothing but great stuff about it.
Yeah, I think that this is really about deciding whether or not those seconds matter.
Right.
You know, I know that for a lot of people, the fact that they can bring up calc in 2 milliseconds versus a half a second is really silly, and it's kind of the badge of the geek.
Right.
But for others, they really do feel like my brain has already had the thought. At this point, I'm just waiting for my fingers. And I think for the real geeks out there, and I think that a lot of geeks haven't to listen to the show, there's this sense that we're I/O bound, you know, that I'm really waiting for the disk drive heads. And at this point, the disk drive heads are my fingers. So anything at all, I can get to speed that up. Now, another tool that is kind of like Slick Run is called Launchy. Launchy.net. Huh. This is at shrinkster.com/EBL. This is actively being worked on. I've got this bound to Alt Space on my system. And this is an interesting little application that will pop up kind of a transparent window. It's very much known for its skinning ability. So people will skin it to match whatever theme they're using for those that are into the whole Windows customization crowd. So it indexes your start menu and all of your shortcuts. So if I hit Alt Space and type IT, I see that it automatically knows I want to run iTunes because it's automatically scanned and indexed my start menu. So okay. If all you want is a skinnable program launcher that's wicked fast, you want to hit a hotkey and type CA and start running calc immediately without having to think about what those words are. then Launchy would be an application you might want to check out. Of course, with all of these tools, you really can't go and say, gosh, this tool does that and not this other thing, because launching applications, we all know that we want auto completion. We want to be able to go and type something that's less than what we would ordinarily type when we hit start run. So with Launchy, it's automatic suggesting. So if I type CA, it says Picasa. I type CAL, it says Calc, and I hit enter and it launches. Now, something like Slick Run wouldn't know that I meant Calc when I type CA.
Right.
But once I've run Calc once, and then I launch Slick Run again, I type CA, it automatically suggests based on history that, oh, you probably meant Calc, you just did that.
Right.
So Slick Run kind of learns as you do this.
That's pretty slick.
It is pretty slick. So Launchy is another application to check out, so check that out.
Okay.
Launchy, Slick Run, and Dave's Quick Search, all kind of similar. I like to use Slick Run to have it follow my cursor. There's a follow chase cursor equals one option. So wherever my cursor is where it will pop up. And I like that in the sense that I don't have to move my eyes too much.
Yeah.
I don't have to go back down to a particular location.
Right.
And Launchy will come up automatically wherever it was left. Now, I've bound Launchy to Alt Space. That happens to be the default that Launchy likes to set itself up on. There's another tool written in .NET that people are talking about called AppRocket. This is at shrinkster.com/EBP. So AppRocket is similar to Launchy. Launchy is a freeware application that you can get up on SourceForge.
Mm-hmm.
But AppRocket at shrinkster.com/EBP, this is an application that you buy. It's written in .NET. And rather than floating around your screen, AppRocket docks at the top of your screen. It's almost like a title bar. It's like a little toolbar, but it's very, very small. And it indexes not only your programs, but it indexes all of your files as well. So I've bound this to control space. So I've got Launchy to Alt Space, and I've got AppRocket to control space. And I can start typing, like I just wrote an application called console application. I can just start typing console app, and then a dropdown pops down that shows me all of the application's code, files of any particular type that I've set up that have that in the name. So it's almost like Google Desktop search.
Right.
But this is happening in your kind of in your title bar as you type. These things are coming up. So I'm typing in MSDN, and I see MSDN newsgroups that are coming out of my web history. I see an a CS file I had called MSDN.cs. And I also see a web query. So I can type in MSDN space, hit enter, and then type in the query. So I hit MSDN, enter, system.xml, enter, and it automatically launches up my browser.
Wow, cool. You know, the one thing I should mention is you got to be careful with too many utilities that index your hard drive, because before you know it, you know, those things are chewing up a lot of CPU space and a lot of disk access too. Then, you know, if you've got the Google toolbar and you've got MSN search and maybe you've got AppRocket, you probably just want to pick one, right?
You are right. You are 100% on target. I selected every single one of these in order to make sure that I could kind of review them completely.
Right, sure.
But right now I'm Slick Run all the time. I use Slick Run every day all the time. I love Slick Run. I don't think Launchy is going to be for me, because I can do everything I can do with Launchy with Slick Run by setting up magic words. I'm liking AppRocket more and more. But it's only $18 to buy, which is not too bad. Slick Run is free. Quick Dave's Bar is free. Launchy is free. All of them allow you to do things like, you know, MSDN space, whatever, or Google space, whatever, and look things up. I like AppRocket's look and feel. It's very similar to an application on the Mac called Quicksilver at shrinkster.com/EBR. Although Quicksilver is largely considered to be the greatest hotkey-based app launcher in the history of the universe.
Now, this Quicksilver is the Windows version, or is this Mac only, or
what? No, if there is a Windows version of Quicksilver, these guys would have a license to print money.
All right, so there isn't.
There's no hyperbolic. There's nothing that can be said about how awesome Quicksilver is on a Mac. Once you've experienced it, because Quicksilver doesn't just take simple magic words like we're talking about. It takes combinations of nouns and verbs. So you might say something like, email to, Like you might say, like, open this file and email it to that person, mm-hmm. all in one kind of composite. It's almost like a graphical, I was going to say a graphical monad, but it's, its greatest strength is not the searching. It's the idea that you can take tasks and put them all together. So you might say, there's a file on my hard drive called foo. I want to email it to this guy. So you're basically yeah. doing three actions and you're linking them up. So Quicksilver knows how to find the file and it knows you have email and it knows about the different contacts on your machine. So it's the linking together of those verbs. And a lot of these applications have the simple notion of one verb. I might want to open this file or I might want to print that file.
Right.
But they don't link them together.
I see.
Now, there is another application that is a paid application because we're kind of going up the food chain here from free applications to applications that start doing a little bit more.
Okay.
And this is called Active Words. This is at shrinkster.com/EBQ. Now, the applications we've talked about so far have user interfaces. Active Words is interesting in that if you don't want to really see it, you don't have to. You just
see what?
See the user interface.
Oh, okay.
If you don't want to know that this thing exists.
Oh, I see.
So Active Words is actually listening to everything that you, well, listening. It's watching every single thing that you type.
Huh.
So if you just type the word word in Notepad or just at the command line or just in Explorer and the keys aren't really going anywhere. They're not being typed in anywhere.
Yeah.
You can type in word and hit F8 or whatever function key you've bound to it and then word launches.
Huh.
Now, they have a toolbar that will monitor every single keystroke that you type. But you don't have to see that, you know, if you don't want to.
Wow.
So what's interesting about that is imagine like auto-suggest, like Word auto-suggest, where I'm sure where now you've used Word long enough. If
sure.
you type in Carl, it automatically yeah. assumes you're typing Carl Franklin.
Right.
So you could type in the word SIG, S-I-G, and hit space. And then have, no matter where you typed it in Windows, have Active Words automatically put in your email signature.
Hmm, nice.
So it's kind of a system-wide text-based, you know, keystroke logger
that
watcher.
That is cool.
It's pretty amazing. And they've got a tablet PC version, so then you can just do the exact same thing except with ink.
Wow.
So you type in, you know, NYT and it launches the New York Times.
I love my tablet PC, by the way. Love it, love it, love it.
Active Words might be the thing that could take that to the next level. Being
able
to type in almost like, you know, not quite gestures, but little shortcut words. So there's a lot of interesting demos up at the Active Words website. It's activewords.com or shrinkster.com/EBQ. They've got some screencasts where they're inside of Word. They type in the word Excel and then launch Excel.
Yeah.
You know, so it's watching everything that you do.
Right.
Each of these applications has a zen to it, has a style, and you just have to buy into the one that makes you happy.
Right.
Now, interestingly, while I was in the middle of evaluating these tools, I noticed that the Google Updater, the little tool that sits in the corner and tells you if any of your Google applications has been updated recently, notified me that a new version of Google Desktop was out. So I upgraded because I'm an upgrade whore. I just upgrade anytime any application tells me there's a new version. And I'm doing my thing. I haven't thought about any of the new features. And I accidentally bump Control twice. And this weird translucent white dialog box pops up with like a 20-point font that says Google. It says Google Switch, Google Quick Search Box. So I'm going to sit here right now. I hit Control, and I type in Carl, and it says Search Web, Carl, and then it says Carl Franklin, and it mentions some text files that I've got. I see an email here from you. I see you referenced on Google Groups. This is all popping down just like you ordinarily see with AppRocket, but it's happening right in the middle of my desktop. It's popped up as a modeless dialogue.
Wow.
I can still do other things. And then I can just hit Enter and see all of those results in my browser. So I'm seeing Google Autocomplete as a little application that's just kind of leapt out of my desktop. So I think I'm probably going to end up with a combination of Slick Run and the Google Desktop. I tried Windows Desktop Search for a while. I like it, but I keep getting my index keeps getting corrupted. So your point about having too many of these in your system is definitely true.
Yeah.
Right now, Google, AppRocket, all fight trying to index my hard drive really bad.
Especially if you're trying to do any recording or anything like that.
Totally.
You got to turn all that off.
When I do a presentation, I always turn off Google Desktop and I just use Slick Run because it doesn't do any indexing at all.
By the way, I don't know if you're into this, but if you do any sort of recording, audio recording with your PC, there's an XP tuning tips, you know, tuning XP for audio at shrinkster.com/EBT, which I swear by. And anybody who does any recording for me, I send them to this page. And that's where I found the trick to the menu show delay registry setting that you can turn down.
Very cool.
Yep.
So far we've talked about the standard WinKey stuff, and we saw Jeff Atwood's article at shrinkster.com/EBM. We looked at Launchy, which is a freeware application that you can get sourced for.
Did we talk about WinKey?
WinKey is kind of a complicated thing. WinKey used to be the thing that everyone would use to make up new Windows key combinations.
Right.
But if you go Googling around for WinKey, you'll find that the company that makes it decided that it was too free, and as such was causing too much of a support burden on them.
Right.
So they got rid of it. And if you go to the WinKey site, you'll find that we don't sell that, we don't give that, we don't let you have it anymore. So there's lots and lots of mirrors that you can find of this application, but it is currently dead-ended. It's stuck at whatever version was most recently released, which is very sad.
So, but there's a site on Coding Horror.
So Coding Horror has a celebration of the Windows key with a list of all of the different Windows keys that you might want to use. The built-in stuff in Windows, like Window D for desktop Window E. What I'm talking about is an application that was called WinKey.
WinKey. Yeah, that's different.
And WinKey was a really great application that lets you take all the other 26 letters of the language and bind them to whatever. So you could have Windows whatever.
Yeah.
But of course that's gone now. So you're going to have to go hunting for it. And I think we actually talked about that a little bit ago on a previous episode of Hansel Minutes.
We did.
Now, in the interest of productivity, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about is, this getting things done. We've talked about that a little bit before. David Allen's Getting Things Done. The idea of, you know, getting your inbox down to zero items and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there's this crazy application that I've been using, and I've actually set it up as my home page. This is called TiddlyWiki.
Huh.
And this takes a little bit of time to get one's head around. This is a wiki run entirely in a single HTML page. It's not a server-side thing. You go up to tiddlywiki.com or shrinkster.com/EBS and download it. It's like a, you know, 100K file.
Mm-hmm.
And you run it, and I've got it running on my desktop. So I set up my home page as this particular file.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a complete wiki, all done in, you know, Ajax-y DHTML with animations. It works in both browsers. And you can keep your notes in there. It's almost like OneNote done entirely as a JavaScript application, totally editable as a wiki with all the formatting and the graphics and the nice stuff. And the one I'm using is the GTD or Getting Things Done TiddlyWiki Plus that has the philosophy of getting things done, the idea of keeping track of all the different things in your life and all the different contexts and all the different to-dos. And keeping them in one wiki.
Wow.
So rather than to-do lists in Outlook or text files, which is really what I've been doing for years, everyone has a text file called to-do.txt
on
their desktop.
Yeah, that's right, to-do.txt.
So rather than doing to-do.txt, I wanted to give this a try, and I use Folder Share, you know, to keep my files synchronized. So I've got a...
Have we talked about Folder Share? I think we might have.
I'm not sure. We might have. But Folder Share at foldershare.com has now been purchased by Microsoft. Of course, they are now a Windows Live beta service. And this is a feature that lets you... It's not really sharing folders as it is synchronizing folders seamlessly between systems behind firewalls. So on my desktop, I've created a folder called Shared Desktop. And then I shared it to myself securely using the folder share service. So now if I put a file called carl.txt in my shared desktop, it'll automatically show up on my tablet, my work PC, my home PC, and my Mac.
Yeah. So folder share, shrinkster.com/EBV, e-boy vitamin.
So I've been using this to synchronize my to-do.txt. But then I started thinking, well, shoot, you know, I've got this TiddlyWiki and it's such a more rich way of looking at things. It works anywhere. It works in any browser and it gives me that kind of dynamic wiki feel without the concern of a database or mm-hmm. any kind of files in the background. It automatically saves itself. So I started using it as my homepage on all of my machines.
Right.
Automatically synchronized using Folder Share.
Wow.
So I've got things to blog.
It is server-based or it's not server-based?
So what it does is because it's running on your local machine okay. and it's using JavaScript, it's storing everything in a JavaScript array.
So it's not like a site that you have access to. That's why you have to use Folder Share to sync it.
Exactly. But that's what's so brilliant about it. You can actually use this for your homepage. So if you go to like Hanselmann.com, mm-hmm. not Hanselmann.com/blog, but just Hanselmann.com, my homepage at the root of my domain is a TiddlyWiki.
Okay.
What simpler way? It also has built-in uploading where you can teach it how to upload itself. So you could use this to maintain an application or a personal homepage.
Very cool.
But I'm using it mostly for organization, for keeping track of my life. I keep trying to get into the whole OneNote way of thinking,
mm-hmm.
but it's just so darn complicated.
Yeah.
I'm really finding that a wiki is what I needed. It's more freeform.
Right.
And the fact that TiddlyWiki ran entirely in a browser, had no server side, no components to install. Mm. It's just open a file up.
Very cool.
Very cool stuff. That alongside all of these different utilities to make life a little faster, I think I'm reaching productivity nirvana.
All right. Is that a show?
I think that is.
All right, Scott. Thank you very much for sharing your list of stuff with us again this week. And as for you, dear listener, we will talk to you next week on Hansel Minutes.